This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The giveaway is in play. It will be in play till the 15th. Go to YouTube, look for Lock and Load Radio 1, and look for I'm giving away my Boyd's Gun Stock to enter. So, since I'm indulging my needs to finish everything I say with Rob, we also decided to invite a mutual friend of ours to come in and have, you know, discuss a few other things that I'm sure has been on his mind, and that would be Jeff Knox. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you, Bill?
I am good. I am good to go. Rob, you still there?
I'm still there.
Okay, very good.
Okay. Hi, Rob. Hey, Jeff, you have been, Jeff, you're a national treasure. I mean, I've thought that for years. I'll even say it in front of your wife. You won't need to buy me a drink. You have personal history with the NRA, good and bad, that goes back generations. Let's face it, large organizations often see inside dealing. Typically, that runs in cycles. They get cleaned out. Hopefully, they get improved. If they're like a political party, though, sometimes the rules change and that corruption becomes embedded. What drove things to a head recently at the NRA? Man, that's a big loaded question. This has been ongoing for a long, long time, these issues and problems. And they came to a head in 1997. Dad was the first vice president at NRA, in line to be the president the following year. Marion Hammer was president at the time. Dad and many on the board of directors, as a matter of fact, a majority of the board of directors, saw that there were problems developing in the way we were fundraising and the way we were paying our contractors and vendors, specifically Ackerman and McQueen, the PR firm. And Dad and the board instructed Wayne to fire Ackerman and McQueen, get them out of the NRA, and bring in someone new, and preferably do as much of it in-house as possible. Wayne drug his feet for about 6 months, and finally the board came down hard on him, and he said that he was had taken care of it and had fixed everything, and that Ackerman and McQueen was gone. And in reality, he had replaced them with a company called the Mercury Group, which was a wholly owned subsidiary of Ackerman and McQueen, and all of the same people came and sat at the same desks and continued doing the same things. That same year, Wayne...
They changed the letterhead.
Right. That's all they did. But Wayne brought in, the head of the Mercury Group, Ackerman's guy inside NRA, is a guy named Tony Macris. And Tony Macris happened to be the PR handler for Charlton Heston. And so at the members meeting that year, they brought in Heston, ran him for the board for the 76 director seat in a very brand new twist. The lawyers decided that anyone who had gotten a write-in vote in the previous election was eligible to run for the 76th director seat. It had never been that way before, and they fixed it a little bit since. You have to have received 250 write-in votes. But at any rate, Heston ran for the 76th director, and then at the board meeting that Monday, they nominated him to go head-to-head against Dad for the first vice president's position. He won that by 4 votes. Dad was out of the chairs, and they began the purge of all of Dad's supporting directors off of the board of directors. That lasted for the next 3 years, and at that point, all of the reformers were gone, and Wayne was firmly in control again, and Ackerman and McQueen was even more deeply embedded in the NRA. And, of course, that's what the issue was just here recently when NRA announced that they were suing Ackerman and McQueen because ACMAC wasn't providing good billing statements and was taking too much money out of the organization. And that lawsuit was vindication for us. It was exactly what we had said was a problem for 20 years. But that was followed closely on the heels by an expose by a fellow named Mike Spies, who is a reporter for The Trace, Mike Bloomberg's propaganda machine. And unfortunately, Spies really dug deep, and he got some solid information about some of the serious problems, insider dealing and self-serving going on at the top of NRA. And once that was exposed, boy, all hell was ready to break loose at the meeting in Indianapolis. What is it, 2 weeks ago now? How did time fly? But that was kind of the crux of it all, was all of this perfect storm coming together. And on the outskirts of that storm, or maybe in the middle of it, was also NRA was suing New York because Governor Cuomo was using his political position to interfere with their business in New York and try and suppress their free speech. And there were accusations with the Federal Elections Commission about some dealings. There were accusations about this whole Maria Butina Russian spy scandal thing. And there were rumbles that the Attorney General of New York, who is an avowed hater of the NRA, was planning an investigation into NRA's finances to try and revoke their nonprofit status. And that also came to fruition on, I believe it was Friday, the day before the members' meeting in Indianapolis. So it's really been a perfect storm coming together, and we've not seen a solid resolution coming out of that storm as yet.
Let me ask you a question, Jeff, because I don't know, and I hope you know. Who was the executive vice president of NRA before Wayne LaPierre?
That would have been J. Warren Cassidy.
And how long was he in the position?
He was in the position for 2 or 3 years.
Is it somewhat, I mean, it looks to me like LaPierre is thinking that he's more important than the organization. What was a normal tenure for the executive vice president prior to LaPierre?
There's not really a normal tenure. Harlan Carter was the executive vice president for several years. Dad nominated him at the members meeting in Cincinnati in 1977.
Right.
Harlan held that position until 1984-85, when they did a major executive search and came up with then president of the NRA's roommate, a guy by the name of G. Ray Arnett.
Let me get you to hold there at G. Ray. Let me get you to hold at G. Ray Arnett, and we're going to pick this up on the other side.
Okay.
Talking to Jeff Knox about his knowledge of what is going on with the NRA, which is seems quite voluminous. Me and my co-host, Rob Morris, will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
samurai and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I've got a Boyd's Gunstock I'm trying to give away. All you got to do is go to YouTube, look for Lock and Load Radio 1, look at I'm giving away my Boyd's Gunstock, and give me a comment, and you're in. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. My co-host today is Rob Morris, and our guest that he set up, which is why I like having a co-host, because he handles all the logistics, is Jeff Knox. Jeff, we didn't even let you tell what you do and all this other stuff. Please do that, right, real quick.
Well, I'm the director of the Firearms Coalition. We've been around since 1984, founded by my father, Neil Knox. If you don't know who Neil Knox was, then you can't call yourself a knowledgeable gun rights activist. Dad was critical to the cause, was one of the activists who reformed the NRA in 1977 at the revolt in Cincinnati, went on to be the executive director of NRA ILA, went on to become a leader on the board of directors and was in line for the presidency. And as I said in the earlier segment, got bumped out of that position by Charlton Heston by a vote of 4 votes. Dad died in 2005. I took over the organization. I had come to work for him to free him up to write some books was the idea. So I was taking over a lot of the daily operations of the organization. And then it turned out that God had different plans, and the real reason that I was there was to free Dad up to do chemotherapy. And unfortunately, that was unsuccessful, and in 2001, he passed away. But we kept the Firearms Coalition going, and we write for Firearms News. Used to be Shotgun News, is now relabeled as Firearms News, and write at Ammo Land, used to write regular columns at WND.com. But you can keep up with everything that we've got going on either at Ammo Land or at firearmscoalition.org. And, of course, you can find me out there on Facebook and all that sort of thing as well.
Rob?
Jeff, would you talk about someone else who seems suddenly to like the name Firearms Coalition?
Well, we were a little bit surprised when we were looking at the coverage of the NRA convention, and a group called the American Firearms Coalition suddenly was in the news. They had a billboard, and I think they hired a plane to fly around towing a banner around the site.
Was that what I saw in Indianapolis?
It might have been.
It wasn't flying where I could see it.
Yeah, we're a little upset about the whole thing. As I say, the Firearms Coalition was founded in 1984, so we've been using this name in the industry for 35 years, and to have a new group pop up with such a similar name, we're not particularly pleased about. And we're looking into our options on that. But I honestly, I don't like to talk bad about other organizations. I know the guys who are running this particular organization. They tend to be very aggressive. Definitely not compromisers. That I can give them.
Is their last name Door?
Yeah, the name is Door. A lot of Chicken Little Sky is Falling, Send Us Your Money Right Now, or Everyone's Going to Die kind of fundraising stuff. And this is something important. I wasn't able to listen to the first hour of your show today, but I understand that you were talking about options regarding the NRA and replacements. And I just want to make something really clear that everybody has to understand that if the NRA were to collapse into nothingness, that vacuum would very quickly be filled by professional fundraisers exactly like the ones that have been ruining the NRA for the last 20 years. Because the professional fundraisers are the ones who know how to do that. They're the ones who know how to push your button. And your inbox is probably already starting to be flooded with mail and emails telling you how the sky is falling and the NRA is history and you need to get on board and start sending your money to us, whoever us is. And I just would encourage people, don't do it. If you've got money that you want to send to the cause, send it to your local grassroots organization. Send it to the guys who are on the ground at your state capitol and working there first. And if you've got more to go from there, study the groups and see who's doing what, who's actually accomplishing things. And people, there are those who look at our organization and say, well, what do? They don't do anything. I no longer lobby. We no longer have a lobbying activity going on in D.C. Because I found it to be unproductive. The NRA kind of fills that entire space right now, and they don't allow much room for anybody else. GOA tries. Citizens Committee used to do a little bit. I don't think they're doing any more at the moment. But what we provide is information. We like to call it ammunition. We provide ammunition for the grassroots groups we coordinate with. I've got at least 35 grassroots leaders around the country that I am in regular contact with. We help them be more effective, and we give them a voice in Washington. We're not that hard sell, hard fundraising organization. We're not big publicity hounds, but we've been out there quietly working, educating, providing information, providing analysis for the past 35 years and filling our niche, and I think doing it very effectively. And I think that that's really critical and important. So, yeah. Anybody Jeff, who's got that extra dollar, they're more than welcome to send it to us.
Jeff, we're going to go on a break here in a minute. When we come back, I want you to promise me that you will write about those grassroots organizations. I mentioned several of them. I also want you to mention how they can find you again when we come back.
Thank you, Rob.
And after you do that, I've got the $64,000 question for you. Although,
oh boy.
You can have it for free. I'll give you the coupon. Jeff Noxie is the chairman of the Firearms Coalition. You can find him all the places. He's going to tell you very shortly because they're too numerous to mention. My co-host today is Rob Morse, and this is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in suburban Denver, Colorado are investigating a shooting at a school. Douglas County Undersheriff Holly Nicholson Cluth says there are injuries.
Had a school shooting at the STEM school in Highlands Ranch. This school has about 1,800 students, K through 12. We have two suspects that are in custody, and there is tentatively a third suspect. They're still clearing the school, so we don't know that yet, and we have multiple students that have been injured.
lawmakers expressing a lack of progress on disaster relief for millions of Americans affected by hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst.
We are still struggling to get a package together to move forward. This is really important not only for a lot of our southern states, but also for the folks in the Midwest that continue to suffer.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a bill needs to be passed as soon as possible. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I got one to give you. Go to YouTube, Lock and Load Radio 1, hit, look for the video that says, I'm giving away my Boyd's gun stock, and enter to win. And check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Jeff Knox with my co-host tonight, who is Rob Morse. And, Jeff, I think you were going to enlighten the masses as to where they find you and all this other stuff.
Well, you can find me at firearmscoalition.org, firearmscoalition.org. I also am a regular columnist at ammoland.com and at Firearms News, the magazine. So, and you can find me on Facebook and Twitter and all of that. Just enter my name. If you enter KNOX and guns, you're going to come up with our stuff. And you can find out some of the things that I've been writing about for the last, well, I've been running the organization for what, 12, 13 years now. And Dad ran it for 20 years before that. So, you know, we've been out there. And of course, if you want to know the history of the gun rights war, my brother put out a book. It's a compilation of my dad's writings over 40 years that he was in the front lines of the war. and you can get the perspective. You know, the old saying is that you're doomed to repeat history if you don't understand it and learn from it. And a lot of the guys these days don't understand where the fight's already been and what we've done. There's nothing new under the sun. So I encourage you, get a copy of the book. It should be coming out soon in an electronic version, but you can get the paper version from us or at Amazon, and it's definitely worth reading. It's definitely worth having if you care about your gun rights. Knowing your history.
And what's the name of the book?
Neil Knox, The Gun Rights War.
Jeff, because I don't want to wade through 14 years of your excellent writing, and although I should, you mentioned that you're in touch with a score of grassroots organizations that are effective. They're just the sort of people we want to support. They're what we wish the NRA were. Where
right.
can I find that list?
You know, I should have it very, very tidily posted on my website, and I don't. And I apologize for that. Now you're making me feel bad. That's something that should be an obvious. I used to have it posted at gunvoter.org, which was a site that I started during an election season a few years ago, and we might revive Gunvoter again. It's still on the back burner at the current time, but there are organizations in almost every state, and it's really incumbent on you, the individual, to do a little bit of homework to find out, are they well respected? Are they focusing on the things that you care about? Really doing the work that needs to be done. Unfortunately, one of the realities of this business is that it's very individual driven, and most of the state organizations tend to have that one guy who does most of the stuff. My dear friend John Pepper, who was one of the great gun rights activists and shooters in recent history, passed away recently, but one of the things that John always said was that a leader had two primary objectives, two primary jobs. One was to do the job, and the other was to train up the other guys to do the job behind him, so that, you know, train up his replacements. And I think that that's one of the great failings that our cause has had over the years, is that we'll get that one guy in a state who's really doing yeoman's duty, and he clutches to that power, and if he falls, we're lost. And that's a problem. But these groups, they're out there. There's lots of them, from BCDL in Virginia to AZCDL in Arizona, and CCDL up in Connecticut, Gary Marbot up in Montana. These guys are out there, they're working, they're doing the job. Some of them are NRA affiliates, some of them are not NRA affiliates. There's no guaranteeing on that. Don't discount them because they are, or discount them because they're not. Because it depends on the organization and on how it's run. And I'll try and do that, update my list and post that on my website with a bright link to it, so it's easy to find, because that is good information and it should be out there.
Let me give you the 64th. Go ahead, Rob.
Go ahead. I was going to ask if Jeff had a guess why we see so many what look like NRA subsidiaries run by Ackerman McQueen. Ackerman McQueen puts out some of the NRA magazines. Ackerman McQueen is really the face of NRA. Cam Edwards,
right.
Dana Loesch, Ollie North. Why?
Because they could, and it was easier. Actually, back in the first segment, we talked about G. Ray Arnett. Arnett was hired as a professional manager to come in, and he lasted, I think, just over a year. he got into all kinds of problems. And one of the things that he did, though, one of the few things that he did, was he fired the entire NRA PR department and replaced them with Ackerman and McQueen. And we had a step
forward or sideways?
That was a step backwards as far as I'm concerned. It let them dig in their heels, and they've just gotten more and more and more as time has gone by. And this is the one good thing that I think is coming out of this NRA meeting a couple of weeks ago, is that it looks like we're finally going to see an end to all of the tentacles of Ackerman and McQueen that are, you know, clinging all through the NRA. It's going to be painful separating some of those tentacles out, but it's necessary. It needs to be done. First Freedom Magazine is owned and published by Ackerman and McQueen. All of the writers, all of the editors are employees of Ackerman and McQueen. NRA TV is all run by Ackerman and McQueen. Those people are employees of Ackerman and McQueen, not NRA. Unraveling all of that is going to be an unpleasant business. There's also the matter of all sorts of consulting contracts that have been signed, and I think we need to back out of those consulting contracts. If you're paying a guy $600,000-$700,000 a year to bring in big donors, and he brings you in $200,000-$300,000 worth of big donors, that math just doesn't work, even for me, and I'm not good at math, but that math doesn't work, especially after
Jeff,
a couple of
years. Jeff, we've got to go to a break. When we come back
again,
commercial radio. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. I've got one to give away. Lock and Load Radio 1 at YouTube. Go check that out. My guest host today is Rob Morse. Our guest, one that Rob brought with him, is Jeff Knox. Jeff, now just so you know, the difference between me and NRA TV is, number one, I have an audience. Number two, I make my own money. So that's why we have all these breaks. I know that we get good and rolling, and then we got to stop for a minute. But that's okay. That means we got to get rare back. Can I ask the $64,000 question now?
Let's rock it.
So if our vision of what we would have liked to have seen, if Wayne LaPierre got up there and said, you know, NRA and the Constitution of these United States and protecting our rights is more important than me being the executive vice president of the NRA, therefore I step down, everything with New York is still going to happen, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's still going to happen no matter at that particular moment. Would it have been symbolic almost for that to have, for us to have seen a change in the leadership, or because?
No, I think it would be deeper than symbolic because consider this. If you've got the head of your company, he's been running the company while bad things have been going on within the company and apparently under his watchful eye and approval, and the board hasn't stepped in and done their job to keep him in line, and you go into this investigation with those folks still in charge, that's a tougher row to hoe than going into that investigation with new people in charge who have weeded out those that are tainted. The Apostle Paul said, shun even the appearance of evil. And yes, we would probably lose some people who we would prefer to keep because they're too close and got tainted by association. But, you know, honestly, you have to cut out the cancer, and you take a little bit of extra along with it to make it clear that it's all clean and clear. And going forward from that position, the NRA would be in a much better position. Of course, one of the problems, and probably the big problem that occurred in Indianapolis, is that nobody wants to step into that position. You'd have to be crazy to want to step in as the CEO of the NRA facing these challenges right now. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. And I honestly don't know if they're going to be able to survive it. I published some pretty serious gloom and doom leading into the Indianapolis meeting.
Yep.
And I stand by that gloom and doom. I really think that not cleaning house and sweeping out the questionable and the in doubt is a big mistake. And I think that we've got problems coming down. And it's
is New York going to look at this and say, oh, they don't think we'll do anything. Let's show them what we'll do.
Oh, they're absolutely going to try. I think that the best thing they've got going for them is the fact that Cuomo and his attorney general, Letitia James, have made it very, very clear that they hate and despise the NRA and everything that the NRA stands for, and they want to destroy it.
Sure.
The fact that they have been so vocal in their hatred of NRA taints their investigation. If Letitia James was smarter, she would have handed it off to someone else, and she would have recused herself, and she would have handed it off to someone else that didn't have the obvious bias that she has. But even with that bias, I don't think that that's going to stop her.
It won't stop her, and it guarantees her the undying support of Mike Bloomberg, was probably the purpose all along.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure that she got funding from Bloomberg, and that was one of the reasons she got funding from Bloomberg.
Now, Jeff, you say doom and gloom to the NRA, and I asked this question earlier, which one? If someone else was taking care of the organization that where you'd mail in targets and then we'd all compare them by mail, I don't think that would be particularly bad. If the Whittington Center got new ownership, wouldn't the world continue to go around? If the NRA-TV moved into the ILA, I think that would be just fine. And essentially, like many takeovers, you break it up, keep what you need, and sell the rest. Would that be a bad thing?
Yes and no. And in reality, NRA is a number of different divisions. And this is, again, something that I advocated for going into Indianapolis, was that the board needed to look at each division of NRA and try and clean them and show them to be standalone and pure, as it were, and separate from any of the scandals or questions that are going on. Most of the problems lie in fundraising, political spending, and insider dealing. Particularly regarding publications and NRA TV, spinning some of that off. And of course, then there's the brilliant Kerry guard, which, what a fiasco that was. But some of that can spun off would be good.
Are they still actually selling that?
I honestly don't know. I think that their underwriter pulled out, and I don't know that they exist in that they're functional. At this time, I have no idea. It's absolutely a mess. It was a ridiculous mess the way they rolled it out. It was flawed from the get-go, and it did all sorts of damage to NRA training and that whole division. But there are problems, there are arguments in the training division, in the competitions division, of course in ILA. But ILA, I think, is separate from the controversies to the most part, for the most part. There's issues about some of the choices that ILA has made recently, but I lay most of that at the feet of LaPierre, not at the feet of Cox.
Right.
I don't know if we keep Chris Cox or not. We haven't seen what Chris can do if he had a free rein. We don't know that how okay he is with the things that he signed off on along with Wayne. Wayne's his boss. How independent has he been? This whole debacle with the bump stocks and the red flag laws, NRA is on the wrong side of those and has been, and that's a huge problem. It's kind of what we get when we allow the political wonks to run the show.
Right.
You need a person of integrity and commitment to the principles at the top, and let the political wonks that he hires rein him in a little bit as pragmatic as is pragmatic at the moment. But you don't put the pragmatic view at the top and up front. Wayne and Chris deal with everything as a political issue, and that's not the way it needs to be dealt with. It's a principle issue, and then you deal with the politics while maintaining your principle. And unfortunately, they have repeatedly folded up their principles in favor of politics, and that doesn't work in the long run at all.
Go look for Jeff Knox on Facebook, firearmscoalition.org, all these other places, and dig a little deeper. Look at his writings. Look at all the past things he said. His article that came out right before NRA in Indianapolis was very good, simply because it cut them to the quick. Jeff, thank you for joining us this evening.
Always my pleasure, Bill and Rob. I'm glad that you got me on.
There you go. We got the third hour inbound. I have no idea what we're doing, but we're going to do it anyway. This is Lock and Load.
Don't worry.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.